And first across the Tasman to Melbourne, which is out of lockdown, but it's not yet clear of the risks. As of yesterday, four members of a family with COVID-19 were infected with no known origin. The four new cases from Thursday have been considered a new cluster. Professor Catherine Bennett is a public health expert at Deakin University in Melbourne. She joins me now. Good morning to you, Professor Bennett.
Good morning, Giles.
This new cluster, what do we know about it and the type of COVID that they have?
We haven't yet heard the results of genomic sequencing, but this cluster of four in Melbourne, there's an elderly gentleman who quite recently developed symptoms and got tested straight away, which is great, but they found other members of the family also positive. That makes up the four that might have older infections, possibly without symptoms. And if you look back, some of the exposure sites that they've been to actually overlap with existing exposure sites to our original outbreak in Melbourne, the Kappa strain outbreak. So we don't know yet, but it looks like from the location that that's the most likely relationship back to that particular cluster. And there's, given there are some overlap of exposure sites, it could well be that they were exposed to that community transmission we know was happening there a couple of weeks ago.
But this is being regarded as a new cluster. Are the risks associated with it seen as being reduced, perhaps, with that track record that you've just been describing?
Yeah, we've had excellent contact tracing here, and they don't see any major concerns downstream, so that these people aren't considered a source of other cases. And looking upstream, because it seems to have a good overlap, if you like, with exposure sites linked to a known outbreak, they're not as concerned there either. So, of course, we want to be sure that we're talking about the same variant, and they'll have finished interviews and have a better idea about overlap with known exposure sites. So we'll hear more today. But at this stage, they weren't particularly concerned, particularly that there weren't a lot of exposure sites associated with these people because we've been in lockdown for 2 weeks. So that's given them an easier task to make sure that, we're not looking at another source that could be sparking a lot more cases.
So no suggestion there that the lockdown should be extended. It will go ahead. Well, it is going ahead and is fairly safe.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've had a couple of weeks now. There's not only this cluster of four, but we've had a couple who travelled across interstate up north across two states. And they're also concerned to follow up those people and any others that might have been exposed. Again, they seem like older infections, possibly 2 weeks old. And so that, again, we're in a situation where, again, not such a high risk to people, though there's a lot of disruption as they follow that up. But again, just making sure they know how they tie back into the outbreak. So we have excellent contact tracing. The lockdown's really about making sure everyone's in quarantine who needs to be. Finding these last cases is if anything, reassuring that, you know, we do have a really good picture on the outbreak as it occurred over the last few weeks. And that if we still find cases, mostly they've been in quarantine, isolating before they were infectious, which is the great news. And these other remaining clusters, you know, linked to one transmission chain that was missed a couple of weeks ago but now found. So that's actually reassuring in some ways.
Well, clearly the two-week circuit breaker, if we want to call it that, has been effective. Is there decreasing appetite for such stringent measures when a cluster is found?
Oh, absolutely. You know, these are incredibly costly interventions. And, you know, in Victoria, this is the fourth significant lockdown, and it was palpable the way people reacted to it, you know, back almost to where we were in the middle of our 112 lockdown last year. So we have to be really careful that we're only putting these in place as an insurance policy when absolutely necessary. So with these new variants, there's always extra caution. But we've got incredible data on these outbreaks now. There was such complete follow-up. We don't have the kinds of 20% mystery cases you'd have normally as we had in the second wave, where you're finding cases, but you don't always know how they link. So that information will help them understand a bit more about when we might need lockdowns and how much, you know, our contact tracing in itself is enough. So I think we've got a lot of analysis to do now to understand exactly what the contribution of lockdown was and in fact, you know, whether we can rely on contact tracing alone going ahead.
Thank you for your time this morning. That's Professor Catherine Bennett, a public health expert at Deakin University in Melbourne. We should note that the government yesterday extended the travel bubble ban, so to speak, the flight ban to Melbourne for another 7 days.